Where do you feel the team is at the moment in terms of, you know, just overall the feel? And obviously it's two defeats out of three.
Yeah, no, the boys are obviously bitterly disappointed in the way we've performed so far this year. The spirit in the camp's still good. You know, we know we're not that far away. We just need to put a decent performance together. You know, first day, hopefully with a bat, will help, you know, the spirit in the camp a lot more. But, you know, when we're sort of chasing the game, the last couple of games we've had, or, you know, against Surrey and Notts, it's difficult. It's hard to, you know, to come back from the positions we've found ourselves in. So we've just got to stay positive and keep believing. There's some awesome talent in that team. Just need to do it on the field now.
You've got Hashim Amlou now, who's top run scorer in Division 1, but there's not a lot of support there at the moment. There doesn't seem to be anyone.
No, Hashim's obviously world class. He's playing beautifully. Yeah, it's time now, you know, a few more of them hold their hand up and support Hashim. And, you know, we focus on partnerships, getting a big partnership, and, you know, the rest can bat round, and you find yourself with a decent score. So that's the focus, just trying to get a couple of decent big partnerships, and then, you know, we'll go from there.
And now, Liam Dawson got hit on the finger, Harry Gurney, it looks like he's out now, doesn't it, for a little while?
Yeah, obviously he's cracked his finger, so he's unavailable. So we've added a bit of cover to the squad with Brad Taylor comes in and Tommy Allsop comes into the squad, and we'll just see what the conditions are like down there when we get there, and, you know, make a decision on the actual playing 11 when, you know, when we see fit.
Sure, but I mean, with Dawson, I mean, is there an idea about how long he's going to be out now?
A break is normally, I don't know, 5 to 6 weeks, so it could be earlier, could be longer, depending on how well he heals. So, yeah, but bitterly disappointing for Dawson and the team, really.
And Lewis also got hit on the finger whilst keeping. How's he now?
Yeah, Lewis is good. He's a little bit, you know, tender, but he'll play, and, you know, he's a tough character. He'll just get on with it and, you know, do the best he can for the team.
We've been a bit unlucky with injuries, haven't we?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, we've had our fair share. We've been tested, but, you know, this happens in cricket. It's you've just got to, yeah, it's disappointing at the time, but, you know, you can't make excuses and whinge. You've just got to deal with what you can and crack on.
Okay, so Taunton coming up. The last couple of years have been quite exciting games, haven't they? Big turn in wickets. What are you expecting this time?
Yeah, I think they've changed their tact on the way they prepare their pitches. But again, we'll wait and see when we get down there. They have been sort of, yeah, prepared to turn from day one, so we'll see when we get there. But I think they're a little bit different this year. They've just played on decent pitches with a little bit of grass on, and you know, they've done well there. They've won 2 from 2 there, so I'll be surprised if they change their tact. So we're just prepared for a good pitch, and, you know, need to you know, get some runs on the board.
Be a slightly different game, I guess. And Matt Renshaw, who of course took over from Cameron Bancroft, I mean, that actually seems to have worked out really well for them. He's got 200s already.
Yeah, obviously he's playing very well. Yeah, so, you know, we need to have some nice clear plans and be, you know, disciplined when we bowl at him.
We talked about the batting, but I mean, of course, Fidel is up there as well, third in the list at the moment with 20 wickets. He's okay, isn't he?
Fidel's, you know, he's Fidel. He runs in. He's got a knack of taking wickets. Yeah, he might leak a few runs, but, you know, he'll always drag it back and he'll always pick up the odd wicket for you. And yeah, he's done brilliant this year. You know, it's be nice. Obviously, Gareth Bird comes back in the squad as well, which will complement him very well. So yeah, hopefully Fidel can continue having a very, very good season.